two investors who rarely agree on anything are currently agreeing on something unsettling. Bill Ackman and Michael Burry, the Pershing Square founder and the man who famously shorted the housing market ahead of 2008, are both publicly warning about what they're calling Terminator risk from OpenAI's agent framework. That's strong language from two people with very different investment philosophies.
But stripped of the cinematic overlay, what Ackman and Burry appear to be describing is something more specific. The risk that OpenAI's agent systems, which are increasingly being deployed to take autonomous actions in digital environments, from managing files to executing code to interacting with external services, have already had security breaches that aren't being fully. Before we engage with the substance, it's worth noting the rhetorical choice. Terminator risk is designed to trigger a specific cultural response. The 1984 film Skynet: Machine Autonomy Gone Wrong, it's a phrase optimized for media pickup, disclosed.
The agent security problem is real, and it's been discussed seriously in AI safety research for several years. When you give a language model the ability to take actions in the world, clicking, typing, executing, transacting, the attack surface expands dramatically. Prompt injection attacks, where malicious instructions are hidden in content the agent encounters, become a serious vector. An agent that can send emails on your behalf can be hijacked to send emails you didn't authorize. One that can execute financial transactions can be manipulated into executing ones you didn't intend.
The question is whether the specific breach claims Ackman and Burry are referencing have been verified by independent security researchers, or whether this is partly investment-motivated commentary. Both men have financial positions that could be affected by AI valuations and regulatory responses. That doesn't make them wrong, but it's context the listener deserves.
What I'd watch for is whether OpenAI responds with specific technical rebuttals or with general reassurances. Specific rebuttals, here's what happened, here's what we patched, here's the scope, would be reassuring. Generic, we take security seriously, statements would not.
The Together AI and Saudi Arabia Humane partnership to build a 250-megawatt data center is a different kind of AI story, less about safety and more about the geography of AI infrastructure. 250 megawatts is substantial. For reference, a mid-sized American city might draw 300 to 400 megawatts for all purposes. This is a significant chunk of power dedicated entirely to AI compute.
Humane is part of Saudi Arabia's broader Vision 2030 technology diversification push, the kingdom's attempt to build an economic future that doesn't depend entirely on hydrocarbon revenue. The partnership with Together AI, which focuses on open source model training and inference infrastructure, suggests Saudi Arabia is specifically interested in building AI capability that isn't entirely dependent on American hyperscalers like AWS or Azure.
If the Gulf states are building their own AI compute infrastructure through partnerships with mid-size American AI companies rather than through the major cloud providers, it creates a more fragmented global AI landscape, one where the U.S. government has less visibility and potentially less leverage over how frontier AI is being developed and deployed in strategically important. That geopolitical dimension matters, regions.
This is actually a good moment to step back and think about what antitrust means in this context. Because the AI compute market is already raising concentration concerns that are going to be litigated in courts and regulatory agencies. Most people hear antitrust and think it just means big company gets broken up. But the legal standard is more nuanced than that. And the Sherman Act, which is the foundational U.S. antitrust statute, passed in 1890, doesn't actually prohibit being large. What it prohibits is using monopoly power to exclude competition or harm consumers. Section 1 covers anti-competitive agreements between companies. Section 2 covers monopolization. The key legal concept is that market share alone doesn't establish a violation. You have to show that the dominant firm engaged in specific exclusionary conduct. Think of it like owning the only bakery in town. That's not illegal. Telling flour suppliers they can't sell to any new bakery that opens nearby. That's where you've potentially crossed into Sherman Act territory. In the AI compute context, the concern regulators are beginning to examine is whether companies controlling cloud infrastructure, training data, and chip supply chains are using those positions to exclude competitors rather than just outcompeting them on merit. The Saudi Together AI deal is partly about routing around that potential concentration.